through that they recognize that there's a Bayer Olam that they all believe in. The Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha introduces us the idea of a Kehila Gedoyla, he refers to. He says that there's something called the Kehila Gedoyla. And Ramban goes on to explain why is it that by Avram and Yitzhak we find that they built the Mizbechais in order to be by Yikra B'Shem Hashem. Avram would build a Mizbeach when he came to Eretz Canaan, and he would call out the name of Hashem and introduce it to other people. Yitzchak did the same. However, by Yaakov, we do not find him building Mizbechais and by Yikra B'Shem Hashem. This idea of Vayikra B'Shem Hashem we do not find by Yaakov Avinu. Says the Ramban, Avram and Yitzchak were loners. They were alone at this. So for them to create the Kavod Shemayim that was needed, they had to go out and knock on people's doors and introduce it to other people or invite people in. But Yaakov Avinu, who had a Mishpacha, he had the Shiftei Kah, it was him with the Shvatim. There was no need to go out to bring other people in. That alone, says the Ramban, that alone, that they were together following in the way of the Torah, v'hoysalei kehila gedayla, nikris adas Yisrael. Their kehila gedayla was the aid of the Yisrael, the gathering of Yisrael, v'nisparsma amuna behem, v'noida l'chol am. That was enough. That was enough in order to be mefarsim the Shem Hashem to the rest of the world. And this is the continuation of Klai Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael get together and form a Kehila Gedoyla, that's doing what's right and acting and living according to the Torah, what the Torah dictates from us, then that in itself is a piercing of Kavod Shemayim, and that's the biggest mekarev, to be mekarev others to Torah HaKadosha. However, there's a third shad in Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. There's a third way of Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, and that is the way the both Targums explain it, that Tefillah, davening to Hashem, if at a time of a tzara, this entire community is turning to Hashem, to daven to Hashem for Yeshua, that in itself is a person. People wonder, what are they doing? They're in a tzara. They're just getting together and davening. Says the pasuk by Yikra B'Shem Hashem. That is a person of the Rabban Shlomo. And even Ezra brings down both pshatim. By Yikra B'Shem Hashem is tefillah or kriyas b'nei adam la'avodas Hashem. This means that if we as a kehila together follow the Torah and we commit and we devote ourselves to the Torah way and we get together to daven for our Yeshuas, this is a kima by Yikra B'Shem Hashem. And we are a kehila gedoyla with a tremendous responsibility to create this Kavod Shemayim. How? By living as a Torah Yid in a way that people will say, these people are good people. Baruch Hashem, we have made for ourselves a great name. I receive calls all the time from different programs around Yerushalayim, asking me for names. Give us names, whether it's a program for Chinuch, future going into Chinuch, or Rabbanis, or Kirv Rechaikim. And I ask, what do you want from me? It's your Kila that we need. It's people from your kehila that are going to make our program a good program. So give us some names. And sometimes they'll fondly give them some names and they'll say, oh, we see you're on the right road because these are the names we're trying to get to. Could you help us get to them? Sometimes I'll say that they're learning, let them learn another year or two before you get to them. But they're looking at us. And we're creating that name. If I could go out of the shul and people come over and say, I meet people in other places, oh, I davened in your shul. And davening was so beautiful. There was quiet in the shul, no talking. I can't believe it. I thought, a bunch of American, young Americans, Well, I have to be like some hack over there. But there wasn't. Not by davening, not by Kriyas HaTorah. They had something which is a Kiddush Hashem. This is a true Kiddush Hashem. And it's our responsibility to keep it up. The Bikush from the Olam to learn Halacha that's practical, constantly asking questions from the men, from the women, all the time. On just practical halacha, asking for shiurim. Could we have a shiur on this? Could we have a shiur on that? Just to know how to act as a good Jew, that's tremendous. That bikush is something which is rare, but yet it's very valuable. There's a tremendous maila of being part of a group together as a kila. It's not just we're alone at it, but we're all together with it. We share ideas, we share feelings, and together we grow tremendously. And it's even more than that. There's a story with a Yid in the communist Russia, when Russia was very strict about learning over there. And there were different groups that would get together in different hidden areas, sometimes underground, to learn some Torah. And one time there was this older fellow who joined the group, and he would come every day, but he didn't really understand what was going on. The young student said to him, "You know, you're taking up a spot over here. We're very limited on our spots. But you're not understanding it anyways. Maybe we could get a young student to come in who could really gain from it." So he rolled up his sleeve and he showed them some marks on his hand and he said, "You know what this is from? I was in a restaurant and the KGB came and they were looking for a spy. They said there's a spy in this restaurant. And they started pulling out everyone one by one and beating them. And he said to them, 'Why are you beating me? I'm not the spy.' They said, 'But if you're in a place where there's a spy, you're one of them.' So he said, 'I want to be able to come up to Shemayim and say that if I got beaten for being part of that group, for sitting in the same room, I wanted to get the schar.' So too is the yisoid of a chabura. Just being with a chabura alone creates a certain hashpa, and you're part of it. It doesn't make a difference whether you're holding or not holding up or not. Just being there alone. So kol shekin, those that are growing from it, it's tremendous. Yosef HaTzadik, as we're learning in these parashiyos, Yosef HaTzadik had tremendous nisyonos throughout his years of being away from home. And he was oimid on all of them. Some of them were very difficult. Some of them, he pulled himself out at the last moment. And that's why he was known as Yosef HaTzadik, because he lived in Golus with these many nisyonos and stood up to all of them. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Sefer Emes LeYaakov explains to us, how do you learn how to do this? Says Rabbi Yaakov, that Yaakov Avinu, when he left his father's house, he went to learn in the Beis Shem for 14 years. And the obvious question is that if he had a tzivoy from his father and mother, they both gave him a tzivoy. Two different reasons, but they both gave him a tzivoy. To go to Beis Lovin, does he get the right to stop off for 14 years on the way to Beis Lovin to go learn the Beis Medrash? Says Rabbi Yankiv, of course he has been learning until then in the Beis Medrash of Yitzchak. But Beis Shem had a certain Torah to give over, which he needed before he goes to Beis Lovin. The Torah of Shem was how to live in a generation of the Dor HaMabul. a generation of Rishayim and how to be able to be Oymir on those Nisyonis. And Yaakov Avinu felt that if I have a tzivui to go live by the Beis Lavan, I need to prepare myself for that. It's understood that I need to prepare myself for that. And in order to prepare myself for that, I need to go to the Beis Shem to learn how do you survive in such people around me. And that was the Torah that Yaakov gave over to Yosef. Yaakov understood through Ruach HaKadosh that Yosef's going to need this Torah. And that was the Torah that Yaakov was giving over to Yosef before he went out to the Golos. How to live within a Golos. And it was with that Torah that whenever the Nisayon came up, Yosef would remind himself, my father. He would see the picture of his father, which reminds him of that Torah that he received from his father of how to live in such a place. Us being here in Eretz Yisrael, these are the years that we're here as preparation for wherever we may be in later years. Wherever we may move to, wherever it may be, but now we're preparing ourselves for those years. We just went through Hanukkah. We throughout Hanukkah we've heard, and we've learned different shmuzim, different pieces about how the mechama between the Greeks and the Hashmonaim, there's a philosophical mechama over here. And the Hashmonaim, in order for them to win, they had to make a decision. They had to make a decision that they're willing to dedicate and devote themselves 100% to what the Torah wants of them. And that was the only way they were able to survive and win the Mechama and be zeicha to the nest of the Pach HaShemen. But it was with such a decision. And it didn't come overnight. It had to have been because they've been preparing themselves beforehand for many, many years. Avodas Hashem sometimes could be a challenge, and a big challenge. But if we make that decision and that devotion to doing it because we want to be part of the Hashmonaim, then we'll be able to do it, no matter how hard it is for us to do. And that was the mechama that took place then and continues to take place within ourselves on and on and on, constantly. This is the mechama. Do we want to go with the Greeks? We just float with the Teva and what works, works? Or no? We want to elevate ourselves above the Teva, like the Hashmonaim, and be really devoted and dedicated to what the Torah wants of us and live such a life. And obviously, living such a life is what will bring Kavod Shemayim. And included in that is what we all have. All of us being together is that Tiktuk Ba'alacha. That wanting to be medaktik in every halacha. There are halachas from the beginning of the day through the day, through the night, all the way until the next day. And again, we have halachas, we have a Shulchan Aruch that we follow. We have a Torah that we follow, and that's what we live by. And that takes a lot of work. But it's work which will bring to a lot of success. Brings to success. And if we prepare ourselves during these years, then it's tremendous. Many of us have begun learning halacha over the past few years. Some of us may have joined halacha kailalim. And sometimes it's really challenging, you know. Just learn the new halacha, and you come home with the halacha. Sometimes it's a little more challenging for your wife. She's used to one way. At least you learned it. You saw it in the Shulchan Aruch. And sometimes easier for her, and sometimes harder for you. It goes both ways. But there's a challenge over there. But again, we're going to work it out to how we can make it pleasant. Halacha doesn't have to be restrictions, doesn't have to be difficult. It's something we can work on. We can see how can we bring it into our house in an enjoyable way. But we have to first learn the halacha. And this spreads out to all areas of Yiddishkeit. Like I said, it's 24/7. It's 24/7. Every move, everything we do, is just we train ourselves. As Rabbi Center said, begins with the head, and then it rules over our leiv, and then our leiv starts to work together with the Rosh. It goes together. It takes a lot of control, learning control, controlling ourselves to do what's right. Throughout the years that we've been together in the shul, some of us past years, some of us just starting, we've taken on different Kabbalahs and we've been matzliach. I was thinking that if this is the years, these are the years that we can prepare ourselves to just live al pi Torah, and it should be much easier. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's easier definitely now that we're in Eretz Yisrael, away from the different nisyanos that we will have later on in life. And I'm trying to run away from them. We're trying to prepare ourselves for them, to be able to live with those nisyanos in the right way. If we could start something of learning Halacha Day, perhaps sending out an email of just Halacha Day. I'll be able to take the achrayas to do that. If someone helps me set up the system. Sending out Halacha Day, beginning with Siman Aleph and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and going straight through. Just practical Halacha to keep us. And if we learn with our wives, we learn with our children, it'll just build it into the family that this is what we do. And we'll grow tremendously from that. There are many different other areas also that the shul has been working on to help us keep to the highest standard of every area of our life. In Kashrus, we're trying. And Baruch Hashem, we've been more matzliach recently. I have good help now. Moshe Farkas, Yudah Zdenowitz, they're working hard for us. But it's all with the machshava that we want to pull it up to the best level that we could and yet enjoy ourselves. There's no reason we can't go out. It's important. But we want to do it with a high standard of kashrus. Rabbi Senta mentioned the union of the internet, the speech from Rabbi Yisvelfant. I have the speech, someone was mazakami, was sending it to me. Lineda, if anyone wants it, we can send it out also. It's a kedai speech to hear. As growing people, we want to grow. We want to grow in every area in our life. So why not? Let's hear. It's said with a lot of chachma. It's said from a person who has a lot of experience with dealing with people. And he's known. He's known as not just a fanatic or a person who went wild. He's the person who lives with it. So it's something which could die to hear from. I didn't plan this out, Rabbi Center. But these are inyanim, shiurim that we have. I'll end with this. So Mi'at Hashem, as we began, the importance of having Kehila, which we have built towards, continue to build, and our Bikush, our Rotza, and our Tefillahs to Rabbeinu Shlaim, is that we should be able to bring it higher and higher to a level which will be a tremendous Kfayit Shemayim. And Hashem should give us that Siyata Deshmaya, wherever we are, to be able to continue that. Because these are the years, these are the precious years that you have, your yeshiva and shul. Just being around, just living a style of life that you can live here, you may never be able to live such a style again. But take it as much as you can, and then you'll be able to bring it back with you to whatever level possible. And with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give that tzlacha, like Yosef had that tzlacha wherever he went.